What it is you're doing to help?
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
Yes, I was just talking to someone and got disconnected. I'm trying to find out if I've been signed up for the Picard collection.
What's your first name?
John.
What's your zip code?
79936.
Give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Can you verify the first, the last name of the home address?
John Patterson, 1690 Dale Douglas Drive, El Paso, Texas, 79936.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay, thank you.
And are we calling in about the Battlestar or, hold on one second, this one is freezing.
Yeah, I know I'm signed up for Battlestar.
Okay, and I do see that the Starship Discovery Starships Collection and also the regular Starships Collection.
Right.
And see, and the DeLorean buildup.
Right.
What are you trying to see as you signed up for?
Picard Collection. I don't know if it's called Hero Collection or what you actually call it, but it's a new one to replace the old Star Trek one that basically ended. They've called
okay,
it a lot of different
The only one that I see that you are subscribed to that is a pre-order right now would be the Enterprise D build-up, but I don't see the other one. Did you just sign up on the mailing list?
No, it's been like 3 months ago. And it's under the Hero Collection.
Okay, what I have you subscribed to is the Starscream Enterprise D build-up, the Ghostbuster. Then I see... One second. I see the Starship Discovery Starships Collection.
Okay.
The DeLorean build-up. And yes, I don't see the Hero Collector on here.
Okay. Do you know what it's actually called?
So the Hero, give me one second.
It's under Hero Collector, at least online it is.
Okay, so the Hero Collector brand, this is all that we have. I'm not sure which one that you're talking about. So we have the Star Trek Collection. We have the Marvel, the Star Trek Collection.
Okay.
And we have the Marvel and the DC.
Well,
those are the only three.
Well, let's try it this way, because this does come up under Hero Collector. I think the first issue is La Serena Starship.
Okay, do you have an account number if you subscribe to it?
Yeah, but I've never got one. But I'm pretty sure I signed up for it.
So you have the account number, you just never received shipments?
Do I have the one that the very first issue is La Serena Starship?
Give me one moment. Because
okay.
The one that I see... I'm not seeing that collection at all. I don't even see the Marvel one on your account.
I'm not signed up for Marvel. Let me ask you this. Would it be possible for you to actually connect me with Eagle Moss? Because I have a lot of questions about things that are happening. And I just can't get really good answers out of the customer service.
Okay, I cannot connect you to the actual place because this customer service line. So the only one that I see that have the La Serena one would be, did you pay the $9.95 for it when you first started? It says it's the Star Strait Universe.
I have no idea because I haven't got the first one, and it's been quite a while.
Okay, this one is on pre-order, so I'm thinking the one that you're talking about is the one I keep saying, but you're saying it's not that one. So this one is still on pre-order. So
which one are you
today,
talking
about? The one that I'm talking about that has the La Serena that you was requesting.
Right.
This is Star Trek Universe, and it's still up on the pre-order, so that's why you haven't received anything. They haven't released it yet. And
oh,
what you will receive.
What I got is the next. It said the next two are coming out, preview of the next two. So they have five that they've actually mentioned and, showed pictures of, and I haven't got anything yet. Now, there is one for pre-order, which I do want to pre-order. It's the La Serena XL. So there's actually two of these. Okay, I just pulled up La Serena Starship, estimate date for delivery, 19 April. So I guess that is pre-ordered. Is it on? Am I signed up for the whole collection?
Give me one second. The only Star Trek collection that I see that you subscribe to here in our system will be the Discovery and just a regular one.
Yeah, the regular one ended.
Okay, so the only one that you subscribe to right now is the Discovery Starships collection. I don't see any other one, and let me see what date did this last shipment go out, and when did you subscribe to the one that I see?
Discovery, I know about that. I'm fine with Discovery. It's this new Universe Starship collection that is.
Okay, that one isn't. Okay, we don't have that you subscribe to that one in the system.
I got to order each one?
So what you would do is it's the same way how your other subscriptions work. You would sign up for it, and each month you'll receive your parts to it, however you want to.
I think I signed up about quite a while ago.
Okay, it's not in our system, so.
So you really can't tell me if I'm signed up or not.
Because it's not showing that you subscribe to that one.
Okay.
The only thing that is showing that it's active is the Discovery one. It don't show the Universal ships that you subscribe to.
Okay. I guess I'll just email. Unless you can connect me with the customer service at Eagle Moss, as opposed to, I realize you guys are a company and you do this contracted to do it. And there's no way you can connect me with them?
There's no way I can connect you with them because we are their customer service team that you call in to speak with. However, even if you get transferred over to someone else, they're not going to be able to see what you subscribe to. We can subscribe you to it if you want to sign up for it on today. But the system, all of your orders, like past orders that you had and what you subscribed to in the past that's canceled, when we pull up your first and last name, all of that show us everything, and I'm going down a list, and you're not subscribed to what you're saying that you thought you were subscribed to. So even if you get transferred over, they're going to look at the same thing that I'm looking at.
Okay. Well, they know, not to say anything wrong, but I have talked to them before on several times because I've ordered a ton of stuff from you guys, so they do talk to me. I'll just ask them to give me a call through. I'll email them asking them to call me. Maybe that'll work, okay?
Yes, sir, no problem. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, thank you.
Yes, sir, thank you for calling